Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace IELTS speaking, describing a situation when you had to quickly adapt to new technology. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I understand the challenges candidates face when asked to describe situations involving rapid technological adaptation. This topic frequently appears in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2 and Part 3. In this comprehensive guide, I'll provide you with strategies, sample answers, and key vocabulary to help you excel in this speaking task. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specific topic, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, introduction and interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, individual long turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, two-way discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Examiners assess your performance based on four criteria: fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range and accuracy, and pronunciation. Part 1, introduction and interview. While the main topic of adapting to new technology is more likely to appear in Parts 2 and 3, you may encounter related questions in Part 1. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you enjoy using new technology? Absolutely. I'm quite passionate about new technology. I find it fascinating how quickly things evolve in the tech world. For instance, I recently started using a smartwatch, and it's revolutionized the way I track my fitness and manage my daily schedule. It's incredible how such a small device can have such a big impact on our lives. Q. How do you usually learn to use new devices or software? A. I typically adopt a hands-on approach when learning new technology. I start by exploring the basic functions and then gradually delve into more advanced features. If I encounter any difficulties, I often turn to online tutorials or YouTube videos for guidance. I find this method of self-directed learning to be highly effective and enjoyable. Part 2, long turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to adapting to new technology. Describe a situation when you had to quickly adapt to new technology. You should say what the technology was, why you had to use it, how you learned to use it, and explain how you felt about the experience. Here's a sample answer that would likely score in the band 7-8 range. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to rapidly adapt to new technology, specifically when my company implemented a new customer relationship management CRM system. The technology in question was a sophisticated CRM platform called Salesforce. Our company decided to transition from our outdated system to this more advanced solution to improve our customer service and sales processes. I had to use it because it became an integral part of my daily work routine. As a sales representative, I needed to input customer data, track interactions, and generate reports using this new system. The transition was quite abrupt, as we only had a week to familiarize ourselves with the software before it went live. To learn how to use it, I adopted a multifaceted approach. Firstly, I attended the company-provided training sessions, which gave me a solid foundation. Then, I spent several evenings watching online tutorials and practicing with the system's sandbox environment. I also collaborated with my colleagues, sharing tips and tricks we discovered. Initially, I felt quite overwhelmed by the complexity of the new system. There were so many features and processes to learn in such a short time. However, as I became more familiar with it, my feelings transitioned from anxiety to excitement. I began to appreciate how the new CRM could streamline our workflow and provide valuable insights into our customer interactions. Looking back, I'm proud of how quickly I adapted to this technological change. It was a challenging experience, but it enhanced my problem-solving skills and made me more adaptable to future changes in the workplace. The experience taught me the importance of embracing new technologies and continuous learning in today's fast-paced business environment. Examiner's follow-up questions. Q. How did this experience change your attitude towards learning new technologies? This experience significantly shifted my perspective on adapting to new technologies. It made me realize the importance of staying open-minded and proactive when faced with technological changes. Now, I'm much more enthusiastic about learning new systems and tools, seeing them as opportunities for growth rather than obstacles. What advice would you give to someone who struggles with adapting to new technology? A. I would advise them to approach the challenge with a growth mindset. It's important to remember that feeling uncomfortable is a natural part of the learning process. I'd suggest breaking down the learning into smaller, manageable steps and not being afraid to ask for help. Also, identifying the benefits of the new technology can serve as motivation during the adaptation process. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How has the rapid advancement of technology affected the workplace? A. The rapid advancement of technology has profoundly transformed the modern workplace in several ways. Firstly, it has significantly enhanced productivity and efficiency. Tasks that once took hours can now be completed in minutes with the right software or tools. Additionally, technology has revolutionized communication, allowing for seamless collaboration between team members regardless of their physical location. This has given rise to the trend of remote work, which has become increasingly prevalent, especially in the wake of recent global events. However, this technological revolution also presents challenges. There's a constant need for employees to upskill and adapt to new systems and tools, which can be stressful. Moreover, the line between work and personal life has become blurred, with many people feeling the pressure to be constantly connected and available. On balance, I believe the positive impacts outweigh the negatives, but it's crucial for both employers and employees to strike a balance and ensure that technology enhances rather than dominates our work lives. Do you think older generations struggle more with adapting to new technologies compared to younger generations? A. While it's important to avoid generalizations, there's often a perceived gap between older and younger generations when it comes to adapting to new technologies. This perception isn't without basis. Younger generations have grown up in a digital world and often display a natural affinity for new tech. However, I believe the difference lies more in exposure and mindset rather than inherent ability. Older generations may have less frequent interactions with new technologies in their daily lives, which can make the learning curve steeper when they do encounter them. That said, many older individuals adapt remarkably well to new technologies, especially when they see clear benefits. For instance, many seniors have embraced smartphones and tablets to stay connected with family or manage their health. The key factor, in my opinion, is not age, but openness to learning and willingness to embrace change. With the right attitude and support, people of all ages can successfully adapt to new technologies. It's crucial for organizations and society as a whole to provide inclusive training and support to ensure no one is left behind in our increasingly digital world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in IELTS speaking, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some key terms related to adapting to new technology. Implement, immense, to put a plan or system into action. Example, our company implemented a new project management software last month. Transition, noun verb, transition, the process of changing from one state or condition to another. Example, the transition from our old system to the new one was challenging but ultimately beneficial. Adapt to, phrasal verb, to change your behavior in order to deal more successfully with a new situation. Example, it took me a while to adapt to the new user interface, but now I find it very intuitive. Streamline verb, streamline, to make a system, organization, etc. work more efficiently and effectively. Example, the new software helped streamline our inventory management process. Innovative, adjective, using new methods or ideas. Example, the company's innovative approach to problem solving set them apart from their competitors. User-friendly, adjective, easy to use or understand. Example, the developers focused on creating a user-friendly interface for the new app. Cutting edge, adjective, cutch, very modern and advanced. Example, our research lab is equipped with cutting-edge technology. Steep learning curve, idiom, a difficult and rapid learning process. Example, learning to code had a steep learning curve, but it was worth the effort. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in the speaking test. Practice regularly. Engage in English conversations daily, even if it's just talking to yourself. Expand your vocabulary, learn new words and phrases related to technology and change, and use them in context. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Expand on your points with examples and explanations. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Mix simple and complex sentences to demonstrate your range. Work on your pronunciation. Focus on stress, intonation, and individual sound production. Stay informed. Keep up with technological trends to have relevant examples to discuss. Record yourself. Listen to your responses and identify areas for improvement. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about answering the question, but how you articulate your thoughts. By incorporating these strategies and using sophisticated vocabulary, you'll be well on your way to achieving a high score. For more tips on handling challenging IELTS speaking topics, you might find our article on describing a time when you had to handle a critical situation helpful. It provides additional insights into managing complex speaking tasks under pressure. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.